views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And it is 'tis the season to be ready. It is the season to stay focused because we're in the season of holidays. And it's been my experience as a coach and as a business owner that people have a tendency to jump track and their heads go every place else except where they need to be. And so I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to manage things sideways sometimes and to stay on track. And for those of you that are on top of large organizations, whether you're direct sales, network marketing, or you are an executive in a corporation and you are responsible for a lot of people below you, and or you're a sole proprietor, because everybody is running around and starting already. Because, you know, I stopped into a local retail shop, not a big box store, just a quaint little place where, you know, they had great food and there was an adjoining gift shop. And of course, you know, they had already pulled their Halloween and the Thanksgiving decorations were out. And then, you know, we got Christmas. But what do I see? Right back on a shelf, getting ready to move forward, and that is Valentine's stuff. And I talked with the store owner. She had some lovely, great stuff, and she said that she too shops at the Atlanta and the Dallas and the New York market, and I try to make that at least those trips at least once a year myself. And I said, "You got some Valentine's stuff in back already?" She said, "You know, you never know." She said, "That was some stock that I had, I brought it out, and then I had a customer ask me if I had any more." So, you know, I walked out of that store kind of shaking my head thinking, what has our society become? Can we not, like, live in the moment? And I mean, I am very well prepared. You know, my Christmas shopping was done in, you know, by August already. But I have to keep myself on track, or I'm one of those people that I've got too much on my plate and too little time to execute it. And when that happens to me, and you're probably very similar, I'm inundated with stress, and stress is our enemy. So, you know, living in the moment and staying focused, because, you know, businesses need to stay afloat. And one of my greatest challenges as a coach, you can, you know, laugh on this one, is to keep my clients moving and grooving starting about now already. And I've got most of them that I've worked with, you know, because I do a lot of importing and I do go to all the major shows. You know, they have a tremendous amount of gifts that they have to buy for their downline and my corporate clients as well. And so anybody that wants to buy wholesale, they know they're going to have to get what they want to me by July, major market. So I have everything ready to go for them, you know, in September by the time it's delivered. So that's off their plate. So my consciousness and my awareness to them, you know, is emphatic every week that I meet with them, because what has happened, and I tell them this all the time and they know it and they would readily admit it, is that they're far more easily distracted today than they were when, you know, they started working with me some years ago. And it varies from client to client. And I can pretty much pinpoint about when something's going to happen to someone. Majority of all my clients have the luxury of this huge mailbox money check. You know, one of my clients earns over $250,000 a month. And she has said to me through the years, Deborah, I appreciate you. I love you. And thanks for having your foot up my rear, you know, all year and working with my team. You know, this is a holiday. This is why I busted my tail. You know, I'm taking some time off. Now, I'm not opposed to that. I'm all for taking time off. I'm all for blocking, you know, a half a day, one day out of your week, every week, you know, for the rest of your life. So you don't go on to burnout, because I've already been burned out twice. My comeback the second time took a whole lot longer than the first time. And in my conversation with her today, the other day on our coaching call, she said to me, my husband said, when I hear that I have a client, I pretty much cross my arms in front of my body, kind of cock my head and wait for, you know, the shoe to drop. She said, my husband said that this is the Christmas season, that I specifically need you to hold me accountable to achieve X, Y, and Z goals. And I said, oh, yeah, why is that? Because the previous two holidays, I caught my head one on holiday. And he sweetly reminded me that you can take time off and you can enjoy your family. She's a big horse girl. You've got a new indoor riding arena. She's got kids. She's got grandchildren. They just bought a home down in Naples, their summer home. He said, your body can go on vacation. He said, I don't care if you take 2 days off a week. Well, she said, I could never do that. He said, but your head cannot go on holiday anymore. And I think if you had some specific goals in front of you, getting you through the holiday, therefore you're setting the pace for your team. And when January hits, you're not going to look back and go, wow, those numbers kind of took a hit. And you're going to have more people engaged. Therefore, the revenue is going to be up. And when the revenue's up, revenue is up in direct sales and network marketing, that it gives everybody propensity to go forward and dig in a little bit more. So I told her that I would kind of think about, you know, what this was. And I asked her, because I don't keep typically, you know, their annual, not their annual income, but their annual numbers that they run September, October, November, December. And I told her she would go back into her, you know, all she's got to do is click her computer and she can see where, about what time in her own business life did she click out of her head, clock out, and how bad did that really hurt her financially? And typically, when we are all dealing with a sales force of some sort, you know, the whole idea is that during the holiday season, and some businesses, they do far better during a holiday season. You know, they've got skincare, they've got widgets to sell, saddles, bridles, you know, perfume, fragrance, I mean, all this gift stuff. And because that's exactly what people are looking for Christmas. So they excel during this season, whereas some of which, you know, that have got anti-aging products and weight loss products and all these little accoutrements that go to boat and water skiing, you know, they're pretty much biting the bullet because of the season. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what I'm going to encourage you in is, we're going to talk when we're going to take a short break in a moment. And when I come back, we're going to talk about making that list and staying on track so you don't lose focus. Because if you lose focus, chances are your team's going to lose focus. And remember, you know, it's kind of like they follow the pace of the leader. So we're going to take a short break. I'll be right back with you. Don't go anywhere. I'm Deborah Rothschild. Talk soon.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. And today I'm talking about 'tis a season to stay focused and stay on track. And I don't want anybody overwhelmed, inundated, stressed out, and going out of your mind. And I know some of you well. And that used to be, you know, kind of a thing in my life, you know, 20 some years ago. Not that I was a procrastinator, but I always took on more than I should have. So I've learned the hard way, as many of us do, because who wants chaos, panic, and disorder? You know, a time going into holiday season and enjoying yourselves. So who wants to intertwine all that other stuff? But if your head's not straight, if you're not organized, and if you're not getting something done this week, to be prepared for what's coming, not only in your personal life, Christmas, family, holiday, but in your business life, then we're going to have a big problem at the end of the year because your numbers aren't going to be there. And if it was just you I was concerned about, you know, chances are you could recover, you know, without a huge hiccup. But our world, everything is spun around something that is sold. Now, you know, General Motors has cars, parts, and, to sell. Firestone has tires. Nutritional companies have nutrition. Gift stores are loaded. QVC, HSN, you know, Evine. Everybody's locked and loaded because somebody's got something for sale. But if the sales force and if your check is directly contingent upon, you know, product movement and production below you, then you're going to have to be the pace car. Easier said than done. But remember what I said, who wants to live in chaos, panic, and disorder? And, you know, I had a client say to me the other day, she is a last minute girl. I mean, and she can cram her numbers in the last day and a half, like I've never seen. And she said, I like the stress of it all. And we went to lunch and I showed her something, you know, and no, I didn't get out a napkin to write on it. You know, the famous napkin presentation. I grabbed a legal pad out of my brief and said, let me show you something. Yeah, you got your numbers down at the very last moment, and that's your personal volume. And yes, you made some money. However, what you've done is that, unfortunately, you're teaching everybody to go for the last minute, and they're not last minute children. They can't handle the pressure. And so therefore, you know, on your payout, you're going to get paid on goose eggs, which is zero. So she took a big gulp of her coffee and said, you know, you have a point, and I hate to admit that. I said, I know. I said, I know that you like living on the edge. And some people can do that. However, it was satisfying to her, only part of her, right? Because that's just her own production. But that's where another goal came in, you know, and several times I have told her that I thought it was time that, you know, some concrete goals were set for her team. And even though her team is small, it's a team of 13 women, nobody is full time in that. They're all working women and they're working this on the side, which I love. But there has been nothing concrete for them. And so therefore, you know, I have a client who is not really despondent, but, you know, and I get to hear this lots of times from lots of people, I can't get anybody to do anything. Well, that's because you're not getting with the program yourself and you're not covering all your bases. Because one, we're dealing with sales teams. It's the dynamic of the whole is going to create the tsunami. And that's called momentum. Every little individual, every big person, you know, everybody in between needs to have that personal tsunami go off. And as this is all built, then you're going to create that huge thing, and it's going to be dynamic success for the entire team. So the team effort is the only thing that is important. And within every team, there are some great superstars. There are some incredible people that can outdo everyone else. But if everyone doesn't have that goal in front of them, not just June, July, and August, but, you know, let's hammer out, you know, the last month, September, October. Now we're into, not won't be long, and we're going to be wrapping up November. And we've got December to make something happen, to make the numbers look better than they did last year. So you have to remember that every organization is just a collection of dynamic people. But it's also, excuse me, guys, it's also a collection of different processes that are going on simultaneously with everybody all the time. And whoever is at the top of the heap, you know, that's where, you know, several things you're going to have to do going into this Christmas season, you know. And we're going to skip right over Thanksgiving, because I'm focusing on keeping everybody's head above water going through Christmas and getting into the new year. And so for those of you that have widgets and gadgets to sell, that is, can really be used as a holiday gift. I mean, kudos to you. I mean, you need to put the accelerator down now and take a break in January. You have to make hay while the sun shines. And for those of you that have something not quite as desirable, you know, where the multitude's not running to it, then, you know, you have to consistently be putting small goals on the table and continuing to do follow-up with each and every person. And you yourself need to be producing, collecting that momentum that you can get through this month, have some more fun going through December. So January 2020, you got something to capitalize upon. So going back to the client that I was talking about earlier with the huge check, you know, they're anti-aging and they've got skincare and they've got all kinds of stuff. And, you know, they do all kinds of promos, but the part of which she said to me that probably, you know, kind of cracked me between the eyes. And she said, had we not listened to you a couple years ago and setting goals every quarter and renewing it, she said, I think I would have lost more people. I said, so the result of doing that, what do you think happened to your team? And she said, more people got into the vein of success. And we all know that success to one is not my success or somebody else's success. It could have been just making an extra $100 or having a successful home party or being able to sit down with a neighbor and sharing the product line, the opportunity. But she said more people got the taste of that early on and it was easier to build. I said, well, it's easier to accomplish a lot when you have their attention. And so going through this holiday season, going into, you know, January 2020, you know, what are you going to do to keep everyone's attention? And what are you as a leader willing to pour into it? Because just remember, as I said earlier, the organization isn't just a collection of people. It's a collection of everybody going through various processes. And people have to have something deliberately managed. Not that I want you in a management mode, but you've got to be communicating with people. You have to find out where people are. And so you can help each and every person accomplish just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And as you do that, things are going to grow and things are going to grow dynamically. And you will not be disgusted and frustrated at the end of the year when you see your numbers, and you'll be, the pump will be primed for you to do bigger and better things starting in January 2020. So I think, you know, going into the season, you know, be present. I don't, like the lady I talked about earlier, it's already got the Valentine stuff on her shelf and we haven't even had Thanksgiving yet. So you got to live in the present and you got to have future goals, but you have to stay focused and rotate and oscillate between, you know, what your goal is for the future and what are you actually doing today to get there. And if you would do that, and then what I would also suggest going into the holiday season is that you spend some time in cell groups, maybe an extra conference call, and you can get some input from people and help people get focused. You know, my coach keeps me on track and he has never given up on me and he won't let my head go this way or that way because, you know, by nature we do. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some strategies and tactics on how you can capitalize upon the season that you can make more money, make a whole lot more people happy, and you yourself are going to be excited. So with that, I'm Deborah Rothschild. I'll be back with you in a short.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. And for those of you that don't know my background, before I get into going back and how I'm going to show you how you can make more money over the holiday season. And I started out in the insurance industry. I've owned a very successful catering company. I got that MBA as an adult, and I found the world of network marketing. I kind of tripped into it by accident. First company, I had an incredible upline. It was a 2-time state representative. And put my nose to the grindstone, and it worked. And about that time, I was also simultaneously working with a group of men. I was the only woman chosen to be part of a marketing team for a well-known essential oil company, and I helped rewrite the compensation plan. And from that moment forward, my coaching practice was birthed in. And so I've been hanging out my shingles 20 years, nearly 19,000 hours of paid coaching time. But I found my second company in network marketing, and that's where first company was a trial, was a learning experience. And I made a lot of mistakes, corrected them. I knew what it would take going into company number 2, and that was a hit. Made a couple mil, created, I think, 17 or 18 millionaires. And I was able to, in fact, I sold that organization. Glad that I did, because I took a break and opened up a design company. And made some money with that and sold that. And then, of course, simultaneously, I'm working on my coaching practice. So I've had a lot of detours in businesses. I love getting a hold of a business and making something out of it and selling it off so they don't have to do all the grunt work that I did to make it successful. So if you yourself, or if you know someone that you're stuck, you've never had a coach, but maybe coaching is exactly what you need to take you and your company to the next level, you can find me on DeborahRothschild.com. I coach both the entrepreneur and the executive, and we have fun. We laugh together, we cry together, and it's a win-win situation. So I'll get back to what I said originally that I was going to do, and that was give you some strategies and tactics. You know, during the holiday season, and one to keep you and your group all focused. Because what happens, it's like a rabbit, you know, it's a dog seeing a rabbit. You're off and running, and it's too easy to get off track. So I always taught my organization, and I've taught all my clients, that you want to be able to utilize whatever holiday is in front of you. And I'm not telling you that you're going to go busting into Thanksgiving dinner and you're going to pitch all your long-lost relatives. In fact, funny story, my sister's married to a well-known physician in St. Louis, and he comes from a large family, and many years ago, company number two, I come busting through the door. I'm a gourmet cook, and I came early to lend a hand because she was cooking for 40. And I never made it past the mudroom when she grabbed me by the forearm. What seemed to be that she put me up against the wall, you know, in a very and she's my baby sister, in a very determined form, and said, "Whatever you do, I don't want you to bring up your product or what it does for people." She said, "No, can't have that here today." I said, "That's okay with me." Went and hugged my coat up and kind of shook my head. And I thought, you know, if they want to stay fat, overweight, tired, run down, black circles under their eyes, that's their choice. And I guess I'm just here to enjoy the company of my nephews, cook some great food and clean up and just enjoy my life. And I promise you that I never said a word until I was in the kitchen washing dishes. And one of the physician's wives came up to me and said, "I noticed that you've lost some weight. You know, you really look great." Now, she said, "Not that, you know, you really had a lot to lose." She said, "Your skin looks really good." And her name was Madeline. And I said, "Madeline, this is not the time and the place to talk." I said, "I don't want to do that here, but you know, here's my business card. I didn't know if you had my my cell numbers on it. Would love to chat with you this week. Would love to visit with you." And my sister said to me later, "Did you bring it up?" And I said, "No, ma'am, I did not. I honored what you said to me." So, and yes, I did get her on the product, and yes, I did sponsor her into the business. But I, you know, we have to honor our places where we work, and we have. And I don't want you to infiltrate a party, you know, like a bumblebee and start stinging people. And this holiday season needs to be a time where you start filling the funnel of people's names. You need to get reacquainted with those that you've not talked to in a while, and you need to go meet new people. And I taught all of my distributors, and I've taught all my clients, that take the pressure off of yourself. And I want you to go enjoy a party, but you don't leave that party unless you've met five new people or you become reacquainted with five new people. And those are people that go into your hopper. You know, you want that sales funnel filled. You know, I look at a sales funnel like if we took, what would be a thick sweetener? Honey. If we dropped one drop of honey into a funnel, it would take forever and a day for that to drip all the way through the bottom. And it would probably dry before you even got there. But if we took, you know, a bottle of honey and we poured it slowly into that funnel, it would, you know, grab on the walls and it would flow to the bottom. Meaning, the more people you talk to, the more people you come in contact with, the more people that you've got in your hopper, you know, somebody incredible is going to come out the chute. But if you're not pumping people in the funnel, then we're not going to have anybody come out. And that is, you know, the sales funnel. And, you know, you want your pipeline full of people all the time. And that's probably the biggest hurdle that new people have. So to make it easy on everybody, because everybody loves to go to parties, everybody likes to sit and visit, you know, you need to give your group some verbiage and how they can collect those names. So what can happen after that party? Then that text message, that messenger, that phone, of course, I believe in the telephone, right? Because too many things are misunderstood when a few little text messages go out. And I get that on Facebook all the time. People, you know, pitching me on their gig. And I just send them my website, and that just ends that little scenario. So people are worth the very best. And so if you would teach your people to go in and to meet new people, get that in the sales funnel, get that file full, because going through the Christmas season, not everybody's going to be interested in what you have. One, because the timing's off. Number two, they're not always going to have the time to get engaged because, you know what, they're snowed under, right? And number three, you want to have a whole vat full of people that as we pass through 2019, popping in 2020, you can capitalize upon each and every name. You know, we live in a grassroots society. I don't care, you know, what's happening out there in our political world. You know, we love our homes. We love getting together, and that's never going to change. And so everybody has to utilize those tools that have been given to you, whether it's Thanksgiving feast or it's an after-school party. And speaking of school, this is a good one. I have a relatively new client, and she's got, can you believe, triplets. I kind of shake my head when I talk to her, and these are all the kids are in, all three are second graders. And she has her hands full, and she said, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of three children. I got this. She said, thank God, you know, I only have to deal with like one teacher. They don't have to run to all these different rooms and meet with teachers and, you know, parent-teacher meetings. And I said, you're like missing it here. And she's built a nice little check. You know, she herself is a nurse, works part-time. And she's worked her company now for, oh, probably 5 years. She's got right at about a $4,800 a month check from her company. And I think that's great. I mean, that's incredible mailbox money for working part-time from home. Been able to spend time with her kids, and she still has her fingers because she's dedicated, you know, in her nursing profession. And I said to her, so how often, how many days a week are you at school? She said, well, I volunteer one afternoon. And then she said, then we have a care center, which, you know, one day after school, this is an after school program. You know, she said, I am with the children one time per week. And I said, how many parents are you meeting? She said, moms come in for, you know, the kids that qualify for their after school program because mom and dads are working. They don't want the kids to go to babysitters. And I said, Candy, you're like missing it here. She said, I've made so many great relationships. I said, hello. She said, you know, I never thought. She said, because I built my money, my check on basically family, some of my husband's coworkers in my neighborhood. She said, I just kind of hit a vein. Then she said, I did a little bit of social media marketing, and that kind of bubbled and boiled a couple years ago and did some ads. And I said, you've done incredible. But she said, my goal really for 2020 is to have that $8,000 to $10,000 a month check. I said, well, I understand that one. I'd love for you to have that. So the moral of the story is that I taught her very quickly on that all of these mommies and daddies that you're meeting, because all your kids have got friends at school, and they've got parents, and they've got grandparents, and they've got neighbors, they got aunts and uncles. They have a center of influence that you've yet to meet. I think it's time that, you know, you find some two or three gals that you have really connected with that outside of this arena, because you're not comfortable doing it there because, you know, you respect, even though you're a volunteer, you respect that. You need to get their names and their numbers, and you need to sit down with them, maybe do two a week, and you show them with what you have. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but I think you need to start working that huge center of influence that you are clothed in and you just didn't realize it. So I'll be back in a short. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. Don't go away. We got more to come.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, and we're talking about Tis the Season Tuesday. Focus. And for everything, you know, there is a season. And this is a time of holidays. This is a time of getting together with people that perhaps that you've not seen in a while. This is also the time in the season to do what? Meet new people. Fill your funnel. Create new relationships. Because that's what makes things happen. So, but in all this, staying focused, I want you to remember what I've said on previous shows about creating that iceberg optimism. Because people sometimes get a little cranky during the holidays. You know, maybe the family's not quite right. Maybe there's an issue, an illness. And we all have to be tender and kind to people. We have to be understanding. And there should be a whole lot more understanding in this world. And I think we would probably have less big issues that are making people miserable. But we have to, in going forward to wrap up the year and getting through the holiday season, we have to make sure that we stay in reality. And, you know, I have a reality check in my life. You know, and I'm the girl that used to be overcommitted. I'd get it all done, but I wasn't happy. And so, therefore, if I'm not happy, I have a tendency to be, I don't really get grumpy. I can become sarcastic. You know, what's the difference, right? So I had to make sure that my demeanor at all times is pleasant and kind because I don't want to be ugly to anybody ever. And so if it's a season to stay focused, and for those of you that are in top management over large organizations, it's imperative that you bring that forward to your teams every day, all the time, because they're struggling. And so, but we have to stay in reality, closing out the year. And when you're optimistic, as you know, that, you know, I think Colin Powell said that optimism is a force multiplier. When you're optimistic, things are going to be a whole lot better for you. For you. That doesn't mean you're not surrounded by negative Nellies and people that want to suck the life out of you. But as long as you practice gratitude and forgiveness and you're in a sense of I'm living right now and I'm going to be happy regardless, we've got it whipped. And too often, too many are, you know, someone looks at you the wrong way and you feel bad. And so one thing that I want to talk about as we close this show up today, I think is a key element for everybody. And I will always weave this in and out of a radio show. Periodically, I do television and all these conference calls that I do on a weekly basis for clients. You know, forgiveness is a imitation to optimism because we have to stay optimistic closing out this year. You want to create that success and that tsunami, that big wave that's going to pull you through this year and launch you on your launch pad in January. And my mother used to say to me, and I was only 29 when I lost her. She said, you know, Deborah Ann, to be exact, people don't jump out of bed in the morning and decide that they're going to destroy you. So why don't you forgive them? Why don't you use the golden rule? People do mean things, ugly things, and why don't you just let it go? Forgive them, bless them, and move on. So I learned that early on. I didn't really understand the power of it until, you know, probably in the last 10 years. And then the other thing I want you to do is maybe you're not exactly where you need to be or want to be. Maybe there's, you know, 9,000 on your things on your list. Maybe your dream board, maybe you haven't really achieved any of them. But how about just staying in a state of gratitude? You know, it's an attitude of gratitude. And I will say that I think sometimes we find it easier to be more grateful than forgiving. Because, you know, gratitude merely requires that we pay attention to the good things that are happening to us and feel a true sense of appreciation. At least it does for me. You know, and what interferes with our tendency to take things for granted is just kind of human nature for our attention to gravitate towards needs and wants that are unfulfilled. So remember that things happen and there's a timing in everybody's life. And maybe, you know, what you need today is just an ounce of forgiveness for people. Remember, they didn't get out of bed with a pitchfork. They're not aiming it at you to destroy you. Things just happen. Forgive them, let go, move on, so you are free to fly. And then be grateful for what you have. And I always tell my clients, I want you to be grateful for what you have. I don't want you to be so satisfied with it that you're lured into that velvet rut where, you know, you're nesting in, you know, you've got a nice check, you know, everything's just movie, groovy, and gravy. I don't want anybody there, because then what happens is that we start going backwards. And I'll tell you what, going backwards in business, phew, it is not good. You can take a step back to look, but we don't want the numbers radically falling back. We don't want momentum being drained out of a bathtub. We want everyone focused and going forward, because tis the season to stay focused. And, you know, everybody's worked hard this year. My clients have. I'm sure that you have. I've worked hard. And so now it's a matter of capitalizing upon everything that we've learned, that we can use every tool in front of us and casually go through the holiday season without being so doggone deliberate and, you know, hitting people over the head so they buy your widgets and gizmos and, you know, join your business opportunity. So our only goal here, you know, closing out the year is meet new people, get reacquainted with those that you've not talked to in a long time. And it's time to start filling that big funnel so that you are equipped, that you will have above and beyond that measure of success in that wave of that tsunami, bringing you all that success and momentum in 2020. So with that, I've always loved visiting with you. I'm Deborah Rothschild. I'm a business coach. I'm an entrepreneur as well, coaching the entrepreneurs, those in direct sales, and the executives. My website is DeborahRothschild.com. Love to visit with you. So take this day and make the best out of it. Remember, you're worth the very best. God bless you and God bless our country.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.